earth, and sky.
As plants grow, they take up carbon dioxide, and it's the plant material that goes into the soil to form organic matter, and that stabilizes that carbon in the soil.
That's soil microbiologist Chuck Rice at Kansas State University. EarthSky caught up with him at a science meeting where he was speaking about how the dirt under our feet can help mitigate climate change.
Technologies like no-till agriculture, different cropping systems that we know now that we can implement and can have a significant impact on reducing carbon emissions or offsetting those carbon emissions.
Farmers using no-till techniques, for example, don't turn over all the topsoil in a field before planting. That helps keep carbon in the ground. Rice says about 22% of U.S. planted crop acreage now uses no-till agriculture. Another 19% uses other conservation tillage methods.
So over the next 30 years, we can do that while we're looking at other energy sources, biofuels, nuclear, whatever energy sources that are low carbon emitting forms of energy.
Keeping carbon in the soil also boosts soil quality and productivity. That's crucial because food production around the world will need to increase. Rice said it'll need to double as the population grows through the year 2050. For today, that's our show. I'm Joel Block for Earth and Sky, a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.